Now, whether you have well-established exercise habits or you're starting fresh, we'd all love to know the secret behind finding motivation. And we are calling to ask for you to help each other out on how you get motivated to exercise at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. The ads say just do it. When it actually comes down to just doing it, it's not always that easy. So I want to hear from you if you have set a fitness goal for 2021. If you have turned yourself at some point in your life from a not exercise person into an exercise person, how did you do it? What got you doing it day after day? Sheer willpower, or did you find ways to build it into your routine along the way? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Share your story with us, inspired by a column we saw saying, you know, maybe it isn't just making yourself motivated in the moment. If you count on that motivation and willpower from day to day, you're probably going to fall short. How have you built exercise fitness into your day-to-day routine? Tell us about it. 800-642-1234 is the number to call or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. This may not be a secret out there. I am not your hugest exercise guy. I kind of push myself to the minimum, but I have found little ways to make sure I get my, you know, 10,000 steps in a day. And yeah, it's just kind of building it, I think, into the routine. Maybe you can inspire me to go a little beyond that bare minimum that I do from day to day. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can email ideas@wpr.org. We've got Steve starting us off now in Sun Prairie. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. What I found when I got back into working out about 10 years ago was just being consistent. I guess get up every morning before the, you know, the hectic of the day starts and just go. And that means if you're really up to it and want to lift weights, then lift weights. It means just walking on a treadmill. But just every day, just go at the same time and have that just be part of your routine.
And did you say you did that first thing in the morning, Steve?
Yep.
Was it a barrier? It would be hard for me, I think, motivating myself to give up that extra hour of sleep in the morning. Easy for you?
Once I got into the routine, it becomes part of what you do.
Fantastic, Steve. Thank you so much for getting us started at 800-642-1234. Looking for your motivation, maybe your New Year's resolution. How have you set goals, if any? How have you adapted your exercise routine if you happen to have had one during the pandemic? Did you set up a home workout station, a home workout plan? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Our own Bill Martin, Central Time producer, began working out in his basement back in February. He says doing it, again, here it is, first thing in the morning works best for him. You get it out of the way nice and early, never regret having done it. You start feeling better and seeing results. You don't want to quit. Let's go back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Jack is with us in Green Bay. Jack, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your story, Jack?
Well, I just wanted to share. I'm a letter carrier for the Postal Service, and 2021, I'm trying to figure out another way I can get some exercise in, because the 91 flights of stairs I walk a day, yeah, it doesn't do anything for me anymore. Honestly, it's hard to raise our heart rates. Just I don't even break a sweat. So we're trying to figure out some other ways to get some exercise in. And if anybody has suggestions, I'll be listening.
I mean, have you tried other stuff, Jack? Weightlifting or, I don't know, yoga or extreme sports?
Well, I skier. We do that. We do some activities. But at the end of the day, after doing that kind of that walking, I walk all day. It is kind of hard to find something motivating to go above and beyond that. So we're trying to find something that's fun and inspiring to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of exercise to me. 91 flights of steps a day. Part of the job, I guess. What is your exercise plan, or what are the obstacles you're trying to overcome to get yourself to get some exercise maybe in this new year. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Do you have a story like Jack or Steve to share with us? What are you trying to do to get in shape? What gets you motivated? What keeps you from being motivated? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Waiting for a caller to be ready to go here. There we go. Sari is with us in Nescoro. Sari, hello.
Hello.
What do you want to tell us about, Sari?
I was just going to share my exercise routine. I walk outdoors today, even with a kind of the icy weather. The sun was out where we are a little bit. I walked outside for a mile. And then if I can't walk outside, I walk to an online walk program. And it's just basically kind of walking exercise. And I also do a program called My Peak Challenge. And it's a global movement to get everyone out exercising and doing positive things for both body and mind.
Cool.
And so, yeah, it keeps me active. And it's also a global community that we keep in touch with one another and keep us motivated and sane.
Now, wait a minute, Sari, I got to ask about that indoor online thing. Are you on a treadmill or are you just kind of pacing around your house?
Pacing around my office, essentially, my
gotcha.
My den. Yeah,
well, that makes me feel better because to get my step count up, I just pace around like an idiot to get up to my 10,000 a day. Do you feel weird just like walking back and forth in a room?
Well, the cats find it amusing, but but no, it's actually really fun. It's I've walked to a number of programs. This one happens to be Leslie Sansone, which I really like her. And she's really positive and not too annoying. And but I can put in a good 2 miles doing aerobic walking in about a half an hour. So it doesn't take long at all.
That is fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Line opening up for you if you want to share your exercise motivation, your what got you actually getting active, how you turned from a non-exerciser to an exerciser, or how it fell short for you, like it normally does for me. Back to your calls. Nancy is with us in Hayward. Nancy, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Nancy?
I want to tell you about how to stay motivated or how it worked for me in times of COVID. The Birkebeiner, the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, offered challenges every month last summer. And the most rewarding and fun one was that we formed a team and we tried to get, we had a certain challenge of how many miles we would navigate, and we could be on foot, biking, roller skiing, swimming, whatever. And when we combined our times, our women's team, and we were all like 70 years old, we were in second place for the
wow.
month. And it was that team concept that really helps. If you have somebody you meet up, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night, that second person makes you responsible. But the team concept and the little competition that was online was really fun.
Awesome. And Nancy, have you skied the Berkey yourself on the actual snow?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. I'm a lifetime exercise fanatic. But, you know, when you can't do races, then they all become virtual. And that's a little bit more lonely, but it's still getting out there and having a reason to get your heart rate up.
Well, and I love that you found a team even without the in-person racing. Thanks a lot for that call, Nancy. I appreciate it. We are taking your fitness motivation stories, advice, challenges, and pratfalls. 800-642-1234 is the number to call or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to Angela next in Waukesha. Angela, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Angela?
To kind of piggyback off of that same team concept or finding a partner to work out with or just a group of people that maybe have a common goal. About 3 to 4 years ago, my sister-in-law wanted to run a 10K, which we had never trained for. And there were about 4 or 5 of us, and we trained for it, and we ran it. And then we just kind of kept signing up for more races and eventually saying, oh, if we can do a 10K, we can do a half marathon. And then if we can do a half, we can do a full. And then, you know, just kind of snowballed from there. And last year, my husband and I ran our first ultra marathon.
Wow.
So it was really one of those things, just having a group or a partner to do things with is really motivating. Because you're working towards a common goal together. And so we really just kind of carried on with it, and we never thought of ourselves as runners, and now that's our sport.
That's really something. So you got hooked on it, but it's a good thing to be hooked on.
Yeah, we got hooked on it, and then, we just decided last year, ran my first 100K, and this year, not knowing what the races are going to be, we've kind of come up with our own challenges for running, and are just kind of designing our own sort of personal races, and we just really started some healthy running habits, and it never would have happened if, you know, my sister-in-law didn't have this idea of like, hey, like, we should try this 10K. And it was, at first it was like, how far is that? That seems like forever. Who wants to run that much? So having that group dynamic is awesome.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for that, Angela. You are our guest right now. We are asking for your inspiration, your motivation to exercise, how you built a habit, if you did, or what is stopping you. If you're more like me, call in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. More of your calls coming up, more great stories, I think, and inspiration. This is Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Stay on top of the top news stories from around Wisconsin and the country today, including the latest developments out of Kenosha. At the top of the hour with news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, we are talking to you about your exercise plan. What gets you motivated? How have you built exercise into your daily life? Or have you tried and you haven't found the key? You haven't found the thing that worked for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back to your calls now. Dr. Qureshi is with us in Neenah. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. What is your exercise story?
So, you see, I am a physician myself, and all my life I've been telling people to exercise and take care of their diet and all. And life got in the way, and I myself started collecting some pounds. And last year I was diagnosed with diabetes. It was bad. I mean, as bad as it can get. And that was the kicker. That's when I thought that I have to start doing something about it. And I, like, you know, started taking the stairs at work, stopped taking the elevators in the hospital, got on the treadmill, started making better diet choices. So what I would like to say, and everything got under control. So what I would like to tell your readers is that whatever regimen they choose, whatever they want to do about the exercise, they should just stick to it. They should do that. They should make a resolution to do it regularly, because that's going to help their health. And, you know, from my personal experience, I can tell that it has helped me a lot, the exercise and the diet plan, and it can help everyone. So there should really be no excuse not to do exercise.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm glad that is working for you, getting your diabetes under control. Definitely want our healthcare workers taking good care of themselves, maybe now more than ever. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Heather joins us next, calling from Madison. Heather, hello.
Hi, I bought a trainer for my bike because I am not a very coordinated person. And so, especially in the morning when I'm not really awake. So what I found is I just get on the bike and I start going, and then my body eventually realizes and wakes up that I'm doing something. And by then you're halfway through it. So, and it's easy because it doesn't matter what the weather is, you're doing it inside.
And okay, so a trainer is the thing where you can take your bike and use it inside.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just your regular bike that you have. You don't have to buy an exercise bike. Just go out and get a trainer, and you can get some really cheap ones that work really well. They're sold by the guys here in town, And, you know, you can get a trainer tire for your bike at Eric's Bikes or whatever, and it works really well. And then you, if you want to get, I've gotten fancier lately. Now I've started to do HIIT training, the high intensity. And so you just go really fast for a few seconds, and then you go slower to rest, and then you go fast again. And, you know, like I said, that's fancier, but it took me a while to get to that because I'm not a morning person. So.
All right. Well, and I love that you get out of bed and, you know, get on the bike before you can start thinking about it. Thank you for that call at 800-642-1234. Sarah is with us next, calling from northern Wisconsin. Sarah, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Sarah?
Well, so I've been I'm 60, and I've been exercising probably since I was 15, so I have lots of years underneath my belt. And so what I do is I don't use – there's no excuse. So I can't use weather. I live in northern Wisconsin. If I used weather, I would never exercise. So you can't use that. So you know, when people ask me what I do, it's just like brushing my teeth. It's part of a routine I do every day, and you just have to make it. So life does get in the way. So what happens then is I have plan A, and I plan ahead. I look at my schedule. Okay, I'm going to run this way day. I'm going to go to a studio this day. I'm going to get on my bike this day, or whatever the case may be. And then if plan A doesn't work out, I always have a plan B. And if plan B doesn't work out, I have a plan C. So there's no, so maybe I land up not exercising on this day, or maybe it's just a 30-minute walk rather than, you know, a 10-mile run. But then I always do something, and it's every day. You know, it's rare that I'm sitting on the couch doing nothing. And I know that, you know, I think one of the first callers said it, that it just becomes habit. And once the habit's formed, you actually miss not doing it. And so then it's easier to do. So I don't know if that helped anybody, but I sure hope so.
That is awesome, Sarah. Thank you so much for sharing that. We are taking your calls, your exercise stories, how you get motivated, how you got an exercise habit going yourself, or maybe what is getting in your way when you try to do that. 800-642-1234 is the number. David joins us next in Pewaukee. David, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can. What do you want to tell us, David?
Awesome. So what I want to talk about is the difference between motivation and dedication. And everybody gets hung up way too much on motivation. I'm not motivated to work out today. I'm not feeling up to it. And that's all garbage. Because what you really need is you need dedication to an actual goal. You know, motivation is just a bonus. You don't see, you know, prime boxers being motivated to go in there. No, they're dedicated to winning. Same with the valedictorian in high school. They weren't, you know, motivated to be valedictorian. They sat every single day. You know, building those dedicated habits and really committing yourself to a singular goal is going to take you so much more than watching a motivational video for 5 minutes and, oh, well, I just don't feel like working out after that.
Fantastic. I think it's a good distinction. Motivation, no dedication. Go for it. Thanks for the call, David. Time for a couple more of your calls. Dimitri is with us in Glendale. Dimitri, hello.
Hi. Yeah, so I'm less inspiring. I'm a weightlifter, like powerlifting, but I have an immunocompromised family member, and so as a result, I haven't been able to go to the gym. It's, you know, can't risk bringing it back to them. And so, you know, I was really on a good streak up until the pandemic, and I had, like, made all these personal goals, and then not being able to go to the gym, I really, you know, it's you lose that habit. So I finally broke down and decided to buy, like, a home gym for here so I can, you know, do some bench press and powerlifting. But I'm finding it really hard to get back into the habit, especially being so cold in the garage. So that's my story. I'm trying, but it's hard when, you know, your, like, primary fitness activity relies on a gym and you can't get to the gym.
You're not alone, Dimitri. My thing, I finally got myself going swimming at a gym, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think I can go to the gym now. I'm not going in the lake in January, so I'm there with you. The thing I was really getting into is off the table for me for now. Good luck finding something to replace it and get back into it. Time for one more caller, I think. Mary with us in Waukesha. Mary, hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. What's the story you wanted to share with us, Mary?
Good. Well, I wanted to share not my fitness routine, but my mother, who is, she's 87, soon to be 88, won a Fitbit a number of years ago at a senior event. and she wears it daily, and it really has motivated her to walk more. She'll get up during commercials and walk around. She'll record her steps each day. You know, she certainly isn't getting to 10,000, you know, every day, but it has been the best thing. And I have told many friends with elderly parents to really, you know, invest in something like that, because it has been such a motivator for her. And I think nursing homes should, you know, really provide them for their residents in order to get them up and moving. So, yeah, that's my story, but I'm so proud of her, and it's just been a great motivation for her.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Mary, for sharing that. We got an email from Nancy in Rubicon. Nancy says, I've been doing jazzercise for years and I'm currently taking those classes on Facebook Live. I'm adding, Nancy says, yoga and stretching for more flexibility. Also, getting out for snowshoeing is peaceful and fun. Well, wow, thank you so much. You had so many great stories. You can keep sharing your exercise motivation over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.